Blog Talk Radio.
God rest ye merry gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. This is the 9th annual Christmas Eve A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, as narrated by Miss X of Night Owls Radio. And our jingle bells come all the way from Australia, given to me by a friend in Australia many years ago. And the jingle bells still going on. We might be distracted by the reindeer bells. What's that I hear on the roof? Did you hear that? In the old wooden shack, still no stove in the old wooden shack. Didn't they hear some reindeer on the roof? I did hear a very loud noise on the roof. Just the day before Christmas Eve, Santa is early. He must have been early. In London, and this show is dedicated to all the people who spent Christmas Eve alone. We are all connected on this planet, all the spirits. And Scrooge was visited by three spirits. So the Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future. Another radio tradition, Christmas Eve, a man rocks preemies every Christmas Eve for decades. The reindeer are all stocked up on their red and green glitter cookies. They're filling. Let's get into Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. The wisdom of my ancestors, but the wisdom of our ancestors, and my unhallowed hands shall not disturb it. Referring to this little tale, Scrooge was mean. It was so mean, and so was his partner, Marley. But Marley was dead, and the wisdom of our ancestors and my unhallowed hand shall not disturb it, that fact. The cold within Scrooge froze his own features, and on his way home, he saw people that really irritated him, especially around Christmas time. Whoop, there's some snow. He didn't participate in the snow. He saw and his lean wife and baby sallied out to buy the beef. Scrooge even came across some Christmas carolers on his way home. The singer fled in terror as Scrooge did something to his Christmas carol stand. Oh, he was a miserly, mean old thing, was Scrooge. But, remember this, let's remember our own Christmases past. Christmas Eve past, when Miss X was walking home with a ham as her only companion on the cold, cold streets. Oh, Scrooge didn't give to charity when the charitable men came by his mean office where he made his poor clerk sit there. There's no fire, and we'll not let you put any coals in the fire because fire, not fire, fire. that Scrooge was so miserly and so mean. So wrapped up in himself he was. I crawled home that Christmas Eve, had some gruel into his cold, cold house. Oh, my goodness. This year we had a real Fezziwigs ball. Boy, it was great. And so did Scrooge. Scrooge had Fezziwigs ball when Scrooge had to work. But did he give that to his own clerk? Oh, no. Not at all. Scrooge was visited by Marley. There stood deceased Marley, all in gray, his deceased partner. You will be visited tonight by three ghosts, said Marley, beginning with the spirit of Christmas past. Marley was all weighted down with the selfishness and meanness that he had done on Earth. I guess Marley suddenly disappeared as Scrooge tried to get some sleep this Christmas Eve, hoping not to be visited by the three spirits. But there appeared the spirit of Christmas past and spirited Scrooge away out the window, floating in the air. As he flew over London town, over all the roofs of London town. And in London town, Scrooge was taken to his past. The spirit of Christmas past was childlike in its ways and showed Scrooge his childhood and his past young adulthood. Then Scrooge was taken to his own former workplace where he worked as a young man. And his kind boss Fezziwig, who stopped all the work on Christmas Eve to have a ball. There's enough work for today!
No more work today, Ebenezer!
It's Christmas Eve! And then we all danced. In red gowns and finery.
Please, said Scrooge. He no longer said bah, humbug, as he had previously.
Scrooge found himself again in his bed, spirited away this time by the ghost of the present. Spirit of the present. Scrooge didn't live much in the present because he didn't care about people. He wanted wrapped and shivering in dark clothes. The spirit of the present showed need and want wrapped in its dark clothes, shivering in the cold, shivering in the cold. Such this was the spirit of present showed to Scrooge, but Scrooge recalled suddenly how he didn't give to charity, and he recalled the charitable man that had stopped by his office just the previous day.
Please, spirit, show me no more,
cried Scrooge. Show me no more of my present nastiness. Scrooge thought this must be a dream as he clutched the curtains round his bed as he awoke. And unfortunately, was this still Christmas Eve? Still Christmas Eve somewhere? He saw a dark, scary, cloaked figure standing in front of him.
The spirit
of Christmas future.
He'd already gone through the
Christmases of your past. And remember your own fun past Christmases this year. But there stood the spirit of Christmas future.
Are you here to foretell me of what will be?
Scrooge said in an ominous tone. Because Scrooge gives not to charity. Nout.
The
black phantom creature in his dark cloak hood did take Scrooge again through the night. To a graveyard. And pointed menacingly to a gravestone.
Oh, it's so good here. So cold. So cold in the shivery white winter snow. No, no, no. All on me. I wonder, as I and the spirit continued to point to the gravestone, beckoning without a word, wordlessly pointing, yes, pointing wordlessly for Scrooge to read the snow-covered gravestone, to see what name the marker bore. But Scrooge didn't want to push the snow aside and read it. He was afraid. But he did. He did. And then the gravestone read, Ebenezer Scrooge. It was his own name upon the gravestone. Ebenezer Scrooge. Scrooge again began wailing to the black phantom of the Christmas future. Please, please let me go away and mark with markings and writings on this stone. I will live my life in the past, Christmas past, present, and future, and I will be kind to all people and not all wrapped up in myself. Please, Spirit. Oh, please. Look at the old door. Scrooge awoke once again, clutching the curtains round his bed in his grey, desolate, cold room. Those pretty red candy canes that we see glowing and flashing on and off over there as Christmas lights. Oh, no. But you better go look at some Christmas lights while it's still Christmas Eve. Because remember, Santa's coming. Santa comes down the chimney at midnight. Directly at midnight. Well. Scrooge was done with all that. He had already awoken in his bed and realized it was a sunny, bright sunshine of Christmas morn in his face. Wee, 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 wee. Yay, yay, Christmas morn! The spirits have done it all in one night! The boy outside Scrooge's window looked at him with near fright. As he looked at him with near fright. Hurry, run, run and buy the turkey, for now I shall be kind to that pretty girl that's married to my nephew, the one that wears the pretty, pretty ribbons in her curled, perfectly curled hair. The boy continued to look at Scrooge, because before Scrooge asked for the turkey, he asked the boy, as he queried, what day is this? Why? What day? Why, Christmas Day! Scrooge did send that turkey off to poor, cold Bob Cratchit and his poor little son on crutches, Tiny Tim, who did not die and lived, yes, lived and rode around on Scrooge's shoulder in the good old town of London. Because Scrooge, from that day forward, was Mr. Red and Green Wrapping Colored Princess Christmas himself. He was so nice to everyone in the town. So nice he was. So nice. After learning his lesson well from the three spirits that had visited him that Christmas night. And I certainly hope you enjoyed our little show tonight. Yeah.
Grandmother's house. Really went through the woods too to get there. I hope you have some lovely Christmas memories like that. And from Miss X of Blog Talk Radio to all her listeners and fans worldwide, I wish you and yours the merriest of Christmas and a happy new year. Do you know, I see you out there with your green hat, Ah, still sitting around the tree, still wrapping those last minute presents. Remember what I always tell you, all this hustle and bustle of this year, the year in which Miss X had an operation and says a very, very, very fond farewell to 2017, that we are all connected on this planet, every single spirit. And we have lived through all these years together, all the way up to the 18th year of the millennium. The 21st century, marking as a demarcation 1,000 years, 2018, now going into 2018. And remember to celebrate that on every New Year's Eve. As I stand here in the snow and the wind, outdoors broadcasting this show with my head stuck outdoors of the old wooden shack. But we make history. History is made every golden New Year's. Think about that, my friend. Think about that. Every year that you've lived is down in the history books. Every single year. We don't appreciate that when we're young, as we so often do not appreciate that. And Christmas Eve is truly the night of spirituality. It is the one night of the year when men open up their shut-up hearts, as A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens says. But it shouldn't just be one night. All of these things that you do around the Christmas holiday, it's all shoved into those few days. Warmth, love, caring, helping others, gratitude, all the good and wonderful things of the world that we need to be doing all year round. I say that as I look at I keep my Christmas cards, even from years past, looking at my white with the red background snowman on top of my tree, because I don't have any ornaments anymore for my tree. All I have now, I don't have those from the past years. All I have now is the snowman. Thank you. I am grateful for all of these years now, all of these history-making years that we've had, planet. And until next time, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a wonderful New Year.